You might remember several weeks ago, I made mention of the fact, and I actually put a podcast or whatever they are on KFGO.com under media and then podcasts, and you can go back a few and find it. Comments about the honor I felt when I realized that my friend Rick Just, who had just written a new book, Blood Angels, had dedicated it to me, and I was so surprised and moved by that that I contacted him, and I contacted my writer's son, and it was just a mess of goosebumps and snuffles, and so I decided on this hard-hitting, blow-the-lid-off-the-Christmas-season Jack and Sandy show that we would have Rick Just, author of Blood Angels, with us here. Hello, hello, Rick. Thank you, man.
Hello, Jack. How are you doing?
Very well. How long has it been since we have seen each other face-to-face?
Oh, golly. Something like 10 years, I guess.
Yeah. And we stay in touch pretty well with Facebook. That social media is pretty cool. In fact, you were one of the first people I read on Facebook who had something good to say about it, about you being able to chronicle your life and your thoughts at certain times.
I like the way they do the timeline. You're able to put in the photos and everything, and you've got a photo or a special event from every year. It saves me drawing a picture or something of every year and hanging them on the wall.
Now, Rick and I have known each other since I was in the first and he was in the second. He semi-traumatized me on my first day of school by making fun of me because my mom had given me a button with my name on it.
Ditto. He traumatized me, too, with that great big pin that had your name on it, you know?
Yeah. So there we were, and we've been friends ever since. Isn't it amazing that we can so easily share dogs barking in the background and everything?
Yes. I'm going to try to kick them out of here. Get out of here, guys.
So Blood Angels, BLOODANJELS, Blood Angels, two words. And you dedicated it to me. Thank you very much. I'm just so impressed. And I think I know why, you know. I read the book. I finished it. I found it fascinating. You gave us a whole new world. What are blood angels?
Well, they are, in the first place, not angels in the normal sense of the word. That's why it's spelled with the J, just to give you a little clue there. They are flying humanoids that live on another world. And that you have to keep that in mind throughout the entire book, that these really aren't people. They're going to seem a lot like people. They act a lot like people. But some of the things they do, you think they're doing one thing, and they really aren't. They're doing a whole other thing. They are a pre-technological tribal society. And as a result, one of the surprises for me in writing it was, it's kind of a violent book.
The blood angels, they fly. How do they do that?
Well, it's always bothered me that the angels from religion and mythology, people, artists just kind of tack wings onto the back of people, and there you've got yourself an angel. From a scientific standpoint, that's not going to work. It takes a whole different muscle structure. And I thought, well, how could you possibly fly? Well, in the first place, you've got to lose your arms. You're going to have just wings. You can certainly have some kind of talons or fingers on the wings as the bat does, but you can't have separate arms. So we start there. And then the other part is, golly, people are awfully heavy. You'd have to have a set of wings that were very, very big, more than you could really handle. So I didn't think scientifically it would work unless there was another way to make them buoyant. And so I've invented a little plant called Phrenal that when they eat it, they become buoyant. And they have to keep eating the plant in order to let them fly. They are basically neutral in the air.
You know, that was fascinating. You created a whole new biology. Among them, one of the things that maybe it took me too long to notice as I was reading Blood Angels, but there were no boys in this book.
Yeah, you did pick up on that. That's true. That's very important to the story until, well, there actually is an appearance later on But that's the question you need to be asking yourself throughout this story, is they have this mythology that they is very important to their culture. And does the mythology make sense? And does the fact that there aren't any males make sense? Not to our human minds, but as we go on, we get some kind of an explanation for that.
Well, it is fascinating. A new biology, a new world, a new culture without any boys.
It's kind of a dreamland, isn't it?
It's a fascinating story. And do you suppose that you would do as you've done in the past and do a sequel to it?
You know, I haven't written it with that in mind. I certainly could do it. I think it's a story unto itself, and that's the way I wrote it. Hey. But the same thing happened to me with my first young adult novel, Wizard Chase. I thought that was a story, and it was done. Ultimately, it became three books, and I've got the Wizards trilogy available, and that's that could happen with this one, but I'm off on a totally different tangent now. I'm writing yet another book, another young adult book. I should say, by the way, and you, I think, agree with this, Blood Angels is an adult book. I don't think there's anything particularly offensive to most folks, but there are some startling things in it that might not be right for some kids.
It is certainly not a children's book, but many children would appreciate it.
I think so.
And look at me, I'm a child. And 790 KFGO. Rick Just is a writer. He and I grew up across the alley from each other since the first grade. He's a little older than me, and he's an Idaho boy. And I appreciate the fact that he dedicated Blood Angels, which is an adult fantasy fiction story that is fascinating, and I congratulate you. Very well written. So why did you decide to write, for instance, your first book?
Well, it's like this. I can't not write. There are just stories that are bouncing around in my head, probably because I read so much, particularly science fiction as a kid. You've got to get out of there somehow. And so I put them on paper.
And how much do you read?
Oh, kind of constantly. I probably read, half a dozen books a month, plus tons of magazine articles and that kind of thing.
I know you don't write just these sort of fantasies as Blood Angels, which I recommend very highly. But what else do you write?
Well, oddly enough, I write a little history. I've got a couple of history books. One is kind of a coffee table book that's the centennial history of Idaho's state parks. That's not available anywhere but in Idaho. And I've written a couple of other little histories, mostly family histories and such.
As long as I recall, you've kept a newsletter of your family circulating through the family, and it's savable.
It's been over 25 years. I can't remember how many years for sure. Maybe even closer to 30. Started out as kind of a little mimeograph thing. It's a magazine nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick Just. That's Rick, J-U-S-T, one of the man who made it possible for me to even be in radio. He and his brother were great inspirations to me, and he drove me across the state so I could take the test and fail it the first time. And
hey, I was with you. I failed it too.
Yeah, I know. We had a time. We had a heck of a time doing it.
Hey, let me tell you how you can get those books for free.
Please do.
Okay, for the next 2 days, Christmas Day and let's say Boxing Day for your Canadian listeners, Blood Angels and Wizard Chase are free on Kindle. Just go to Amazon and you'll find out the price is $0 just for KFGO listeners.
And how can we do it again? What website again?
Go to Amazon.com, look up Blood Angels, spell angels with a J, and look up Wizard Chase, and you'll find out that the price is zero for Kindle readers.
All right. That's a heck of a deal. We had a guy in from Blueprint Computers yesterday who offered people free pens and styluses, and they went like crazy. So who knows what's going to happen with you, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's always good talking to you, man.
You too, Jack.
I'd like to see him a little more often than we do, but
we'll work it out.
See you.